Iraqi war veteran Joe Wood believed that his long-distance love, Shauna Keith, was the perfect woman.
She totally blew my mind. I thought she was an incredible person. I was totally swept off my feet.
But once they were married, Joe began to suspect that his beautiful new bride had a shockingly ugly side.
Shauna was very good at making you believe.
I'm thinking I've got multiple cases of bigamy.
You get hit by a brick wall, that's about how it felt. I didn't want to believe it.
When it comes to love and marriage, things aren't always as they seem. In June of 2004, Army Specialist Joe Wood was on leave for a month in Phoenix, Arizona, trying to find some peace of mind.
I just got back from Iraq, and I've been kind of by myself for a while, and I'm still kind of jittery after being overseas.
Looking to get out of the house, Joe ended up at the local mall, and there he met a charming young woman named Shauna.
I was in uniform, me and a couple friends, we were eating at the food court, and, you know, she introduced herself. She was real forward. She was telling me about herself.
24-year-old Shauna Keith was a young divorcee who said she worked as a manager for a well-known clothing retailer. She was in town on business from Oregon and made quite an impression on Joe.
She told me about her accomplishments. She went to college and she got a degree in fashion design and also business, which kind of blew me away at her age. It's like I was totally swept off my feet.
But Joe was disappointed to learn that Shauna wouldn't be in town very long.
Shauna was in town for a seminar for like a week or so. So we swapped email and did the phone number.
A month later, back on base in Colorado, Joe logged onto his email account and saw Shauna's name.
One day I happened to get online and there she was. Well, I was kind of excited, like, cool, you know?
Through phone calls and email, their long-distance relationship began to take off.
We started talking about more personal things. We started doing the phone calls at night. And after time, we just started getting closer.
We came back talking about Shauna, this new girl, and she was this big, you know, success, and he was having a lot of fun with her, so I was happy for him.
A little over a year after they first met, Shauna finally visited Joe in Colorado Springs. And just 2 months later, on September 12, 2005, they were married in a Colorado courthouse.
Our wedding day was very, as you would say, nerve-wracking. When the judge asked me to repeat after him, I couldn't even do it. I was just tongue-tied. He laughed at me and said, it's common.
He showed up married, and my jaw just hit the floor. I just shook his hand and said, congratulations.
Just a week after they tied the knot, Shauna headed back to Oregon to collect her things.
Shauna said she had to go back to Oregon to finalize some paperwork with the company she worked for because she said she was transferring to Colorado.
But as soon as Shauna arrived back in Oregon, she called Joe with some bad news. Her company was holding up her transfer, and she needed to stay in Oregon longer than expected. As the weeks dragged on, Joe's frustration grew.
At that point, me and her had gotten a fight. I told her, you got all these great credentials. You can find another job just like that. I was very upset with the situation, and I told her, you either need to come down here or we're done.
It was the first of several heated phone calls. But then, a month later, Shauna suddenly appeared.
I was taking my trash out from the barracks, and she came in a cab. It just shocked me. She had this little bitty bag with her, and I was like, where's your stuff? She says, I let it go, I don't care. We can get new stuff. I make enough money, everything's done, everything's taken care of. I was like, okay, cool.
And when they were finally alone, Joe and Shauna discussed some very unexpected news.
She said she was pregnant, which really shocked me. I was overwhelmed, you know. I always wanted to have my own family. And it was just like, boom, it's there. So at that point in time, I just wanted to focus on getting everything situated.
But then, less than a month later, something odd began to happen with their finances.
Shauna took over on her bank account and took care of all the bills and whatnot. And every time I tried to pull some money out for lunch or something, we're vastly in the negative.
And when he took a closer look, Joe discovered that all his financial troubles seemed to have started right about the time Shauna moved in.
I'd ask her what's going on, where's all our money at? She said she makes about $1,500 every 2 weeks. Okay, whatever, where's it at?
Joe would soon have answers to his questions, and he's about to learn the truth about Shauna's real business.
I've never seen someone so manipulative.
She was a dangerous person, and she needed to be stopped.
In November 2005, only 2 months after his wedding, Joe Wood discovered that he was in serious financial trouble. He couldn't help but wonder if his pregnant wife, Shauna, had a hand in the mess.
I'd ask her, why are we so negative? And then she would say that it had to be identity theft because there was money in the account.
He started falling behind on bills, you know, things aren't getting paid. Joe was really good about paying on time, but once he gave all the reins to her, everything just fell apart.
Luckily, Shauna seemed to have a plan to fix the problem, and Joe had good reason to believe in her resolve.
She had a business degree, and she worked for a very reputable company. Who wouldn't trust her, you know what I mean? As her husband, I didn't see any issue not to.
With his wife on the case, Joe assumed that things would get better. But instead, just before Christmas, he got a call that his finances had gone from bad to worse.
So at that point, I actually took Shauna to the bank because I wanted to know what was going on. That's a lot of money just getting thrown out the window, and I don't know where it's going, and she's not giving me any answers.
From the moment they arrived at the bank, Joe could tell that something with Shauna wasn't quite right.
Shauna started making all kinds of excuses that we need to leave.
Then Shauna's behavior got even more bizarre.
We were sitting down with the manager. The manager made some phone calls because the money was pulled from an ATM machine. And at that point, I was like, great, they got cameras. I want to know who it is. And Shauna starts flipping out. She starts yelling at the bank manager, started yelling at me, making all kinds of excuses.
Nothing Joe did could calm Shauna down.
She was just very belligerent and very violent. I literally had to drag her out of the bank. We're leaving, and I started saying, what are you doing? Why are you acting like this?
As soon as they were home, in between tears, Shauna blamed her behavior on hormones and the stress of her pregnancy. Joe wanted to believe his wife, but the situation was taking its toll.
Joe wasn't his regular self. His attitude changed. He's more depressed and stressed out. And being his friend, I was able to see that something was wrong.
Then, over Christmas, an issue with Shauna's pregnancy added to their troubles.
And she came out of the bathroom, and she had, like, fluid on her leg and said we had a problem, so we actually called an ambulance.
At the hospital, doctors examined Shauna but couldn't find anything wrong. And they had another piece of information to share.
The doctor said that the baby was going to be born mid-June. At that point, I was sitting there doing the math, and I looked at Shauna. I said, that's not right. It can't be.
Based on the dates the doctors provided, Joe had a hunch he and Shauna weren't even in the same town when the baby was likely conceived.
She had said it's just an estimated date. It's not necessarily true. It could be earlier. It's just a guess. So that was just another thing to add to the fire.
Then, only a few days later, Joe's trusting nature was tested again.
My command sergeant major got a phone call from Seaport Auto saying Shauna wrote a hot check for $1,500 and wanted to know where their car was. So my boss came up to me going, what's going on? And I said, I have no idea. So I got the phone number to the gentleman that called, and he explained to me that he had talked to her mom a little bit. And I was like, really? I said, is there a chance I can get her number?
Joe had never met Shauna's mother and was surprised to see her listed as a reference at the dealership. He wasted no time giving her a call.
Hello.
I called her mom and, you know, I was like, I'm Shauna's husband. And all she could say was, I'm sorry.
And what Joe was about to hear next would unravel his new marriage completely.
Shauna's mom confirmed my worst fears.
I don't think I could be able to deal with that. If it were me, I'd kill her.
In January 2006, Joe Wood picked up the phone to speak to his mother-in-law for the very first time.
At that point, I was just furious, but I was trying to keep my composure with everything that's going on.
And when Shauna's mother answered the call, she seemed a far cry from the woman Shauna had described.
Shauna didn't really explain too much about her mom and her family life. All she said was that her mom was very disgruntled, very agitated. She didn't really want to be involved. But Shauna's mom was a very nice person. She was very helpful in what was going on.
I was a little shocked when I first heard from him. I just asked about how they met, when they got married. Then he proceeded to tell me what things had been happening.
One by one, the web of lies Shauna had told Joe over the past year and a half was torn apart.
Shauna's mom did confirm my worst fears. She had no degree. She totally lied about who she was. She totally lied about her background. She lied about everything.
Far from being the accomplished young woman Joe thought he had married, it seemed that Shauna had made her way through the world by exploiting vulnerable young men.
She would meet somebody. Generally, they would have very distant family ties. So there wasn't a lot of people for her to compete with. After that, generally, the financial things would start to get a little strained. Money would go rather quickly.
I was hurt, as well as being angry. You know when you get hit by a brick wall and you're just kind of stuttering and you're looking around for a minute? That's about how it felt. I didn't want to believe it.
Joe began to question everything that Shauna had told him. And one thing in particular stood out, Shauna's pregnancy.
I known it wasn't my kid after the doctor, and I was to the point where it was very serious. She was a dangerous person, and she needed to be stopped.
I felt really sorry for him, you know, having come back from Iraq and wanted a family and wanted basically the perfect life.
In January of 2006, only 4 months after they were married, Joe filed for an annulment from Shauna and moved out. But he couldn't sever his ties completely. Shauna remained in their military housing, and her expenses were still his burden.
I had to pay Shauna almost $600 a month as a spousal thing because we had a thing called BAH. It's basically like a basic housing allowance.
Then, 6 months later, Shauna suddenly disappeared. But she didn't leave empty-handed.
We got to work one day, and he said that she took off, and she took off with his truck. So she wasn't to be found. The money was gone. His truck was gone.
And that wasn't all. Joe had received some disturbing news in the mail.
I had received a letter from housing saying that our house was destroyed.
When Joe went in to investigate, he couldn't believe what he saw.
The blinds were trashed. The basement was full of dog feces. There was old food left out on the stove. I basically had to replace the carpet, the blinds, and had to pay him to come in and repaint the place.
Shauna had left more than just a mess in her wake. Joe believes she ruined his military career.
My supervisor was in the process of getting me out-processed from the military because of her, because he said that my job was unsatisfactory due to her.
Joe wanted to be that hard-charging military guy. He wanted to retire as military, but it took a lot for Joe to get through that, and it ruined his career.
In the summer of 2006, Shauna gave birth to a baby boy who ended up in her mother's care. A year later, Joe continued to sort through his financial mess and was about to get one last surprise.
She's just a street con artist. I mean, the list just goes farther and farther.
Shauna had taken her scheming to a whole new level.
Well, I'm thinking I've got multiple cases of bigamy.
In the summer of 2007, 18 months after he filed for an annulment from Shauna, Joe Wood was still digging out of the financial mess wrought by his ex-wife.
She was very good at lying. She just totally rolled me over and took me for everything that I had.
But that summer, another woman walked into Joe's life, and this time, it was someone he could trust.
I had known Amber since we were kids. And we just happened to link back up, and we went to movies and laughed and had a good time.
By the end of 2008, Joe and Amber were married. But no sooner had he picked up the pieces than a shocking call about Shauna came in.
A gentleman called me and basically asked me if I was married to Shauna Keith. He'd found some documentation of mine, and he was married to her. He was a service member, and he's basically going through what I just did.
We had no idea that this had occurred after him or that Shauna had done that to anyone else, so he was very, very shocked to find out.
Only a few months after leaving Joe, Shauna had apparently found a new victim, and that wasn't all.
I Googled her name, and 20 stories came up calling her a bigamist, and that there was several men involved after Joe that she was married to all at the same time.
It seems the story of Shauna Keith was far bigger than the mess she'd made of Joe's life. And in Walton County, Georgia, Detective Jim Mays was trying to track her down.
The victim in this case had contacted the Walton County Sheriff's Office regarding some fraudulent materials that she found in her house. She said that her brother had married an individual, and this individual, who wound up being Shauna Keith, had made a copy of the victim's driver's license. And she had superimposed her picture over the driver's license. And when I ran Shauna's name, I found multiple hits under various names, social security numbers, and dates of birth.
As the investigation ensued, Detective Mays discovered that Shauna had left a trail of aliases and broken hearts across the country.
Shauna was married to an Army sergeant at Fort Knox, Kentucky. While married to this individual, she met and married another Army personnel in Fort Riley, Kansas. She had been married five times in a two-year period, and all of them military personnel.
Shauna had her own little world, her lie, with each person, different lie, and when they'd start questioning it and things weren't going her way, what she'd do is she'd pack up and run, take their identity with them and go to the next guy.
But on January 5th, 2008, Shauna's number was finally up. The stolen vehicle she had been driving was spotted in front of an apartment complex in South Carolina.
She was living in an apartment with another Marine. They went to the apartment where she was. They checked her name, and they found that she was wanted in Georgia on my warrant.
Less than a week later, Shauna was extradited to Georgia, where she faced 12 counts of bigamy and fraud.
First question, are you still married?
Not to my knowledge, to anyone.
Shauna denied all the charges against her. She denied even knowing the individuals that I named to her that she was still married to. Shauna was in a total state of denial.
Were y'all legally married?
No, we were never married.
When I got the call that she had been arrested and that she was being charged in Georgia, it was almost a relief because at least I knew where she was and she couldn't hurt anybody else.
5 months later, in June of 2008, Shauna Keith pled guilty to all 12 counts. She is now serving 15 years behind bars.
I don't see any remorse. If it's there, I've never seen it. This person that created the havoc for these individuals is where she needs to be.
Honestly, I think she's a monster. She is a monster, and she needs to stay behind bars.
It's been over 4 years since Joe Wood last spoke to Shauna Keith. But today, he and Amber are still dealing with the fallout.
What Shauna did to Joe is still around, mainly in our finances. Anytime we want to do anything or buy anything. So yes, it haunts us on a regular basis. The fact that we can't go out and buy a house for our family, things like that.
Her trial and sentencing was kind of fulfilling. Made me feel better, but again, it doesn't replace the damage that she'd done. Me and my family have to suffer for her selfishness. And there's other families that are suffering right now because of her.
In spite of the past, Joe has found solace in his new family and has high hopes for a future when his ex-wife no longer haunts him.
I have a beautiful daughter. Amelia is my world. I got a very caring wife. She takes good care of me. She slaps me around when I need it. I'm very grateful for what I got.